It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Well, U.S. export sales and shipments continue to meet and even exceed the very bullish expectations we laid out last spring. Mills have raised their price expectations now to the low 70s, and with New York futures at 69 cents and lower, they will continue to be very aggressive buyers. U.S. export sales, back to that, for the most recent recording week were a net of 335,000 bales in round numbers of Upland and another 20,000 plus of Pima cotton. So nearly 365,000 bales last week were sold, and that's a huge number. You throw in on top of that last week's sales for 2017-18 at just short of 20,000 bales. That's nearly 275,000 bales were sold last week. That's a huge number when you look at it that way. This continues the five-week pattern of very bullish export sales that began when New York fell to near 66 cents and continued as prices, these sales have continued as prices have eased higher. Of course, a distinguishing feature now is that China has reentered the market in a moderate but very consistent pattern with respect to cotton imports. Sales to China this week were a net of nearly 30,000 bales, and then we had major sales to Vietnam, Turkey, Bangladesh, Indonesia, and then a smattering to other Southeast Asian countries, and that continues. But the market has also seen significant sales to Pakistan because of their crop problem. Those purchases are going to continue. They will buy maybe 5 to 7 million bales of cotton this year. It's just because of their production difficulties. It's likely that sales to China will begin to slow somewhat. However, now that the Chinese reserve sales are again approaching nearly sellouts on a daily basis, I think we'll continue to see the Chinese in the market to some degree because they will need imported cotton to assist in maintaining a major demand once they move into the year 2017 and have to offer older cotton for sale. And the Chinese mills, domestic mills, are going to want a little plus with some fresh imported cotton to mix with that. Now, the Chinese reserve sales have now passed 10 million bales, and as we recall, they didn't start till the first week in May. They will probably go through the end of September. The sale extension, there will be no extension probably after the end of September, and the sales will begin anew in 2017. But by the time everything is done this year, by the end of September, they will most likely have sold between 11.5 and 12 million bales. And that is a tremendous reduction in the quality, the quantity of the crop that they have had. They will reduce most likely in a 2-year period their huge inventory by about 40%. And that, in one sense, some would say that's just not that was not possible. But they're well on track to do that. Additionally, they will remain in the import market because they're having some yield problems with respect to their crop. It's not turning out to be what they thought it might be. So they'll stay in the market looking for quality. The U.S., Brazil, and Argentina will be the primary beneficiaries there. And as such, as we've indicated, implied, Chinese demand is increasing, and much of that is from activewear products that the world cotton market must now seek to uncover and rebuild if we're going to be able to maintain any price whatsoever. So thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.